Proclamation number 4146 of 17th of October, 1947. Destiny. School. More stringent means. The one who gave you life also determines your destiny, and both your earthly and your spiritual life are subject to his will. The latter is indeed dependent on your will insofar as that you create the degree of your perfection yourselves, yet furthering your spiritual maturing through everlasting spiritual impressions which, to a certain extent, are caused by earthly impressions, which is why every person's destiny is predetermined according to the human being's will for perfection. And thus you always have to go through the school on earth which your soul needs, for God has known since eternity which course your spiritual development takes. He also knows about the degree of maturity the soul has reached at its passing. He knows about the individual's lifespan, and he often has to apply more stringent means before the death of the body in order to further the soul's development. Then life approaches the human being with complete harshness and thereby forces him to free himself from every earthly desire, so that the soul will only long for God and thus discard its last earthly fetter in order to enter the spiritual kingdom completely free and purified. Sometimes a state of extreme adversity is necessary for a soul so that it completely entrusts itself to its creator and ruler and dissolves all ties with the world. But then it reaches a high degree of maturity which brings it complete happiness and thus full compensation in the spiritual kingdom. It receives again spiritually a thousandfold what was taken from it earthly or remained denied to it. And the human being should bear in mind that God does not let him suffer arbitrarily but only ever pursues one aim, to make him blissfully happy forever. And if the school he is to attend is not to remain unsuccessful, then often all severity must be applied or the human being would not be able to educate himself spiritually in the short time which, according to his eternal destiny, still remains until the end. And since the end is not far off, hardship sets in a way which often does not reveal a God of love. And yet, God's infinite love itself determines the educational path the soul has to take, and therefore the human being should always commend himself to God's love, then his soul will derive its benefit from every experience. It will mature in a short time and enter the spiritual kingdom with a high degree of development as soon as it leaves its body, its last shell, and after an infinitely long time of being bound it can enjoy eternal freedom. Amen.